The Hard Work Works fitness app. Overcome the holiday weight gain and get on track with your own personal trainer right at your fingertips.
The Hard Work Works fitness app works for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. So what's included? You get over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. You also get access to a nutrition guide to keep you on track during the holiday season. All this for only $10 a month.
There's a special offer for Gear Freaks listeners. Use promo code STUPID.
Stupid?
Stupid.
And get December free.
The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. A scam is a scam. A fraud is a fraud. Let me make sure I pushed record. Cause
I did!
Yay! A scam is a scam. A fraud is a fraud. I'm doing too much over here, Corey. A scam is a scam. A fraud is a fraud. Different rules don't apply in the city than they do for you and me. That's Emily Thornberry. I'm Justin, jersey number 14.
And I'm Corey, jersey number 72. I feel bad as you're multitasking. I'm just sitting over here like an asshole, you know, watching you.
It happens.
Watching you stumble through the weeds over there. But we have today what should be a staple of this pod as we go forward years and years. Because this happens every year, kids. The NBA City Edition, all 30 have been released. They trickled out.
They took forever.
Dude, I was going to say, it's odd because when you look at like the NHL and the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs typically stick to, I'm taking COVID out of it now, this past the bubbles. But you have NHL typically plays every other day, like clockwork. Occasionally they'll have an extra travel day, but for the most part it's every other day. The NBA playoffs drive me nuts because it's like you take 3 weeks to get through like the quarterfinals.
It's ridiculous. And just do the damn thing. Just play.
Right, right. It's like just get
You're killing all the excitement.
Dude, like a sweep in the quarterfinals takes 2 weeks.
There's no reason that it should take 2 weeks to play four games.
There shouldn't be three days in between basketball games when hockey dudes are out here murdering each other every 48 hours.
It's unbelievable.
It drives you nuts.
And the cup is almost always done well before the NBA finals.
Yeah.
And they're playing seven game series like every round.
Right, dude. And the NBA still plods along, which is very much the approach they took to leaking out all these City Edition uniforms that we're going to discuss today. And it's funny because, you know, when we talked NHL reverse retros a few weeks ago, they dumped them all at once.
Smart.
Which was great. Yeah. It was awesome. The NBA kind of just put them out very haphazardly. There wasn't even a whole lot of, like, you didn't get a division.
No.
Once a week.
This team and this team.
Yeah, like, okay. Among the first batch was to be released was both of our teams.
Yeah.
The Sixers and the Suns.
Which got us geeked up to do it.
It was awesome. But, like, in theory,
here it is a month later.
They have nothing to do with each other either.
Yeah.
Except for the Barkley trade. And now we finally have all of them here. And I don't know about you, but there was going through and putting the goods and the bads and everything together. Some of these are offensive, man.
There's a handful that are like, oh, God. And then there's like two or three that I saw the first time. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then came around on them.
Right.
And then there's one that their current getup is just so awful that I'm just like, yes, thank God.
Something
just
different.
Switch here, please. I think I have to start here, though, before we like really get in. Because we always set a tent pole.
Yes.
And this would, without a shadow of a doubt, be my number one. And I think we both agree that these are at least near the top. And we've talked about the Bulls before.
Yep.
Their gear being like just iconic on its own.
Yeah.
Just, and why would you mess with it? These City Editions are splendid.
They are.
They are. As a matter of fact, I'm making a declaration right here, right now.
Okay.
West Virginia Mountaineers are out.
Ooh.
Chicago Bulls 2021 City Editions are in at number 10.
Okay.
These are
okay.
Wonderful.
They're damn good.
I could not believe how much I love these.
They, and it's like the Bulls have, there's some goofy stuff in there, but if you look at when they get off the rails, some of their previous city editions and things, their standard gear is solid.
Right.
You know, the Jordans, black, red, white. If you don't try too hard, you're not going to mess it up. But my God, the Chicago Bulls city editions are just so good. That font, I believe, is from the theater.
Yeah.
In Chicago, I think I saw. And it's that font is so dope. I love the little, I don't even know the significance of it. No little plans at the bottom, the jock tag.
Touch the clouds is what they're calling the design.
These are awesome.
They're amazing.
I would rock one of these, man.
Even considering I can't wear basketball,
like, right?
I want to be in line to get these because
they're so good.
I just need a player, I guess, to like figure out, you know, who's
yeah. That's the hard part, right?
Because I don't know anything about the Bulls currently, but yep. I mean these are just insanely good.
They are, man. They
so
are.
That's the tent pole this year, I think.
I agree that there's another one I saw that I put right in the conversation, but I also have these number one on my list.
I'm
for
glad
sure.
we agree because I didn't want to give either of us the advantage of
yeah.
taking this one.
Right, right.
Because like I know we both had strong
yes.
feelings to the positive on these.
Love it.
So.
Yeah, love it. I'm looking at it now. It's at the top of my list. These are. Again, no disrespect to the regulars, the Jordan, you know, ones.
Which are great.
They're great, but I'd be fine with these all the time, you know?
It's there's something so Chicago about it.
Yes.
It looks unreal.
They are good, man.
They've gone black here.
Yes.
And it's not like throwaway. It's not like gimmicky.
Right.
I mean, it's gimmicky.
It is,
but
it's
like,
not
like, oh, God.
It's not forced, right?
Right.
It's in black is part of their natural color scheme. So it doesn't, that's why to me it doesn't feel forced. Because if the Bulls' colors are, you know, I don't know. Like if their Suns' colors,
mm-hmm.
you know, it might feel a little off. Or if they're, you know, the Dallas Mavericks or whatever. But they have black there normally.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even look wrong. It looks good.
And then just as a quick side note or a quick note here, the jersey pays homage to Daniel Burnham, the city planner who designed the city after the Great Chicago Fire. That's on the NBA.com, NBA's official website, about these new uniforms. So these are wonderful, and I think that is what we're looking at as top of the line. These are the best that the NBA produced this year.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
So with that, do you want to go first this time? Because I think I went first on reverse retros.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you want to start at the top of the list, or do you want to work your way down? It'd probably be easier to start at the top, because then
yeah.
we can clear out at the end. Okay. So aside from Chicago, I've got right underneath of them, and I cannot believe I picked these. Again, the team by themselves normally has decent gear. I like the regular color scheme as well. I've got, right behind the Bulls, I got the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, okay.
These ones here are kind of, the Spurs had in like the late 80s, I want to say, definitely in the 90s when Rodman and everything was there, they had those in their warm-up gear. They would wear the little, it's like a teal of fuchsia, purple, pink-ish, mm-hmm. and like an orange, you know, a swoosh with all three colors. And it always kind of was, like I thought it was like, okay, I get it, but I didn't know the significance of it.
Huh.
But this is, again, we talk about with you know, some of the reverse retros and everything else. It's a modern take on kind of an old school type idea in concept. I like the black. I like the font. The San Antonio is in as well.
Mm-hmm.
The stripes down the shorts are freaking cool. I like these, man. And I did not see these until putting the list together because I purposely avoided, like, okay, when they started trickling all of them out, I'm like, all right, save them.
Now it's time, yeah.
And then I was like, okay, you know, we're doing city editions. I've got to assess everything. And as soon as I saw these, I went, yo, yes.
Yeah.
Love them, dude.
Before the last couple trickled out, these were in my tops.
Like okay.
I still consider these a win, but technically I have them like basically the top of the middle of the pack for me.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
Looking at this, The Spurs' new look features a Fiesta-themed design reminiscent of the team's warm-up gear from the 90s. And I was trying to... There it is. Courage and celebration. I love that this is one thing that the NBA has done correct here. Like, they have an explanation for the gear, and then they've named it.
Yep.
I like that.
The NBA gets a lot of stuff right, man. They really do. And I think it's... They're trending to be the biggest... league and they're definitely, I think that the NBA is probably the biggest league in the world. The NFL currently is the biggest league in America. I think the NBA is the biggest league in the world. And I like everything they do typically is a home run. I dig the Spur, the traditional Spur logo.
Yeah.
Is like dotting the eye. You know, like a girl would write you a note in middle school. She'd put like a heart or a happy face over her eye if there was an eye in her name. They do that with the Spur logo here.
I like it.
It's cool, it's nice, man. It's
a nice addition.
Yeah, it is. So you still have the actual logo there. That San Antonio font too is
it's
chef's kiss.
And they've done something that we hate and somehow managed to. I've never been a fan of diagonal, like that weird like
I know,
slant.
I know,
but the slant isn't ridiculous,
right?
And so it's like it's completely acceptable. And the way the three stripes are,
yep.
Where do I actually have them? They're in the middle of my pack.
Okay.
Like I said, until some of the last couple trickled out, I had them top of the line.
Yeah.
Like they were way up there.
I did not expect to be as into the San Antonio Spurs City Editions as I was. I think what it was is because I always kind of wondered what the hell with those colors in the 90s warm-up gear. And just kind of it left my mind because it was such a random thing. But yet when I saw these, I was like, it came back to me immediately. I was like, yo! There's the, and I just, for some reason it clicked and I was like, that's fucking cool.
They've managed to include retro, even though the NBA didn't purposely do that like NHL did.
Right.
Okay. So I have these listed as number two and it's because their current gear is such garbage. And this is one of those situations where like the gear isn't even great, but I loved these when they existed before. They've done nothing fresh here. They've done the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
Please go back to these pinstripes. Please. This is a plea. I am pleading you. Go back to the Reggie Miller era pinstripes. Why does it keep doing this to me?
It keeps bouncing around. We were just looking at them, the Pacers, and the internet tweaked.
There is nothing special about these. These are not even, you know, almost every other team has done like a real city edition. Like there's something about the city that they've adopted. And to have these so high up just tells you what I really think about their current gear.
That's what, because I dig the pinstripes as well. This was definitely the best that the Pacers had to offer because the Pacers have a lot of junk.
Almost mostly.
Right. A lot of it is shit.
Like,
including what they currently have. And like you said, nostalgia is a powerful thing, man. We grew up watching these, and to see what the Pacers have now and to be able to go back a little bit, even though it's like, okay, it doesn't involve, I don't know what Indiana culture is. I don't know. Maybe they Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
you are the Pacers.
I don't know. Exactly. Right. Like what they would go with. But I'm totally fine with this, man, just because it's not those debacles that they have now.
It's lazy. And I'll give you that, but they look good, and it's not the garbage you're wearing.
Right.
Maybe this is hyperbolic to put it so high on my list.
No, but I get it.
Oh God, I hate what they're wearing now.
Well, that's the thing. I think the Pacers, you have to set the bar low for them. And someday one episode we'll have to do one of these days is like historically ass gear teams.
Yeah.
Because the Pacers are in there.
Think about like the Smits era, like just before Reggie got there. Like just before they switched to the pinstripes.
Yeah.
Those are
terrible.
They're
gross, man.
They're terrible.
They're not good
at
all.
And then they switch away from the pinstripes, and I think they've pretty much had nothing good since they left the pinstripes.
No, they haven't.
I think
man.
The pinstripes are like the lone good uniform.
It's definitely their best. And I mean, it's not something I'd wear, but I never looked at it like I looked at, like you said, everything else in their history closet and look at and go, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the bar for the Pacers. Just don't be fucking gross. And we're good.
Yeah.
You know, but in which they managed to not be gross here. Yeah. So, you know,
I had to get them out of the way. I had to.
No, I agree. I'm going to next on my list is one I'm gonna leave out for now, and then just see where we go. I'm going to go. Actually, I'm gonna skip down my list a little bit. I'm gonna go off the radar here a little bit, and go with the Sacramento Kings.
All right.
Look. This isn't something that is super sexy. That is gonna be like, you know, culturally, like, fuck yeah. It's not gonna be a lot of music videos, but I don't know what it is about the Sacramento Kings for the most part, except for when they tried to incorporate like the gold in the early 2000s or whatever it was. I've always kind of liked Sacramento's gear. I like the internet is totally tweaking out. You know, but I've always liked the Kings gear for the most part. It's something about that purple, that silver, it just looks good. Again, here, my one gripe is which is stupid that I would mention it, the primary color is black. But they've used it before. Like, it's not a current dominant color in their scheme, but they have used it.
Like when Weber came to town, like the team that almost beat the Lakers to go to the finals.
That the NBA cheated them.
Yeah. Like, well, what's funny is they went from... I like the powder blue Kings. They were okay.
Yeah.
Like the powder blue with like the, and you see it here, the powder blue with the red.
Yep.
Then they moved to like those Webbers.
Yeah.
I like this marriage here between the two. And this is the first time I've seen this logo.
Me too.
I like that logo a lot.
I do too. It kind of looks to me, it's reminiscent of like, I think that would be a footy logo. Is what I see, but I like it though. I don't hate it, even though I'm not soccer guy. But and I look at these men, and I don't know what about it is that speaks to me about these. I like the colors. I like the homage of, like you said, marrying the. This is kind of, in a way, it's not a reverse retro, as in the true sense of what like the NHL did. Like you said, you take that black that they used to wear, the Bibbies, the Stojakovic, those era, and then you go back to that powder blue and the red.
Mitch Ritz.
Man. Like, you have everything here.
Olden Polonese. That was the pull I was looking for. Big Zero.
Oh, Jesus. Holy shit, I haven't heard that name in years, man. But... God, Olden Polonese. Yeah, I like these, man. They're clean to me. It's not, again, I'm not going to rush out and get one. But when I was going through and I put together my wins, I'm like, you know what, man? I dig them. Sacktown looks cool on front of a jersey, too. You know?
I've got them at number 9.
Okay. So you were in as well.
Right. I was right there with you. You know, I'm going to skip two because I feel like the next two on my list are kind of chalk, so I want to go take a different leap here. And I didn't mean to do that. That's okay. I went with the Denver Nuggets here.
Okay.
So, yet again, not necessarily reverse retro here, but they've brought back the city skyline.
Yep.
Which I've always been a fan
of. It's a good look, dude.
And I think they called this, the Denver Sunset. So the color scheme here, I think what I'm digging is the marriage of, again, the old with something new.
Right.
Not necessarily something from team history. They didn't just trot out, hey, these are the old ones like Indiana did, even though we've already talked about Indiana.
Recycle.
They were like, let's put a modern touch to this.
Right.
And it just looks gorgeous.
It does look good, and it just is. I don't know if it's seeing it on like a bigger computer screen. I like that base color a lot. That looks good. I've always, same way, the Alex English, the skyline, I've always been a fan of that. I do, seeing it now bigger, I appreciate it more because it's something about it. Just looks kind of the way they did the sunset in the background just looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, and up against a purplish reddish jersey. And then you've got the red, the orange, and the yellow. It does look good, man. I think in Denver Sunset is perfect because you get that across when you look at that jersey.
Absolutely.
I like it a lot, man. I do. I don't have them on my list, but because the Nuggets are weird, man. Like, This is definitely another one that's better than their current get-ups, because their current get-ups, I think, they're just like navy blue, and they just have Denver, I think, in white, and I think the number's in yellow, I think.
So it's just...
It's just there. You're just wearing... I mean, it's like, it's not bad, but it's like, man, you didn't do any... There's no effort here. Like, there's effort in the Sunset jersey.
Yeah. And I think you nailed it with bringing up the Sunset. I think it's the Sunset that does it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like the color scheme just fine. And again, you know, the nostalgia of the city skyline. But it's the Sunset that, like, I keep coming back to. When I look at it, I'm like, it's not the color of the jersey. It's not the font. Even though the font is very reminiscent of like the mellow years.
Yeah.
It is definitely the Sunset that makes it go from okay to yeah.
That's it looks like really good, man. It does. I like the skyline in the mountains. You've got everything there represented. That is a good city addition. They accomplished what they're it's representative of the fucking city of Denver. Yep. What else could you want? That's what it's supposed to do. Let me go next to I'm going to save a couple of mine, just see where we end up, because I'm pretty sure we're probably going to end up discussing these anyway. I've got to nominate because it is a city edition, people. Give me the Miami Heat. they deserve a mention. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it. But, man, the Heat nail it every year.
They do.
They nailed every year, and I mean, look, you can be bummed out that they're beating you over the head with the Miami Vice theme.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. Like, they embrace it. I dig the fact that every year they have some variation of... Clearly, they've committed... Damn computers. They've committed to the fact that that's... Like, the Miami Vice is going to be the thing.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I'm all for it. You've got, and normally, man, the kind of side-by-side gradient wouldn't be a fan of with any other team. You've got the pink, you've got the light blue, the half of Miami where the base color of the jersey is pink. Now the Miami part is in blue and vice versa. It's in pink. The name Miami on the other side where it's blue, it meshes well. There is only one team that can get away with wearing this in sports, and it's the fucking Miami Heat.
That's true. And I think the fact that they're just tweaking the Vice City thing.
I love it, dude.
I think that's the only reason it didn't crack my top 10. Because I have them like at the very top of the middle of the pack.
Right.
Because they're great.
It is.
These are great.
Dude.
And I think I was just looking for some innovation.
Yeah.
But it's still a great jersey. Like, this is still a wonderful uniform.
It is. I get it because it is. But I like that they've picked one thing and committed to it in a way, because nobody else has done that.
No.
We talk about the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Princes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you couldn't do as much with a Prince several years in a row as you could in Miami Vice. I don't know.
Purple's pretty versatile.
But I was going to say, you could definitely play with it. I know every year when the city editions come out, Miami's not going to let me down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the gradient is kind of like, but still, like...
That doesn't work for, you know...
Only works for the Heat.
It doesn't work for the Pelicans.
Nobody else can do that.
It doesn't work for the Pelicans, for the Grizz. It doesn't work for them, but it works for the Heat.
All right, I'm gonna take a dive into the middle of the pack here. I'm going to the very top of the middle of the pack. I was very shocked that I went here. Because Miami was one of the last ones to dump out, and so were the Brooklyn Nets. And like initially, they were just showing like the old school uniforms and these. And I'm like, all right, well, is that what we're doing? I mean, these are okay.
Yeah,
I don't hate them. Like the Kenny Andersons and the
Derek Coleman's.
Yeah, it's like, oh, all right, it's a nice little nod here. And then, blam.
Yep.
They dumped these out. The Crown Counties. Again, do they crack my top 10? No. Am I in love with them? No. But I love what they've done here. It's just something different. And
it's definitely different.
The Nets stuff is so boring.
It is.
It's just like black and white, boring.
Yep. Yep.
And very just plain to look at. And I don't hate them. I don't love them. This gives me something to look at. And yeah. Again, normally I'm very against like the abbreviations we've got.
The airport codes, right. Yeah.
But I don't know. There's just something cartoony about it that hits me the right way.
This is so, remember before we went on, I was telling you about one that I first saw and like, what the fuck is that? And then I came around on it.
Yeah.
This is the one. I still don't love it. I don't love it. But I don't, when I first saw it, I thought, what in the fuck are they doing?
I did the same thing.
And then I was like, okay. It's Brooklyn. It's New York. Graffiti.
Yeah.
I get it.
I softened really fast on it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the NBA. This is very, this is something the NBA would do. Again, the NBA as a league is very progressive, very forward thinking, and it's why they're as good as they are as a league. You wouldn't see this in any other major sport as a jersey, but again, that's why the NBA is where they're at and is going to, you know, continue to project where they're going. What bothers me the most looking at this, and this is going to sound petty AF, okay, is the fact that the E does not have like the stem on the sides. It's just like three.
I didn't even notice. I see it now.
Like I get
now
it.
I can't unsee it.
I get it. Right, exactly. And the we've got a parentheses on one side in yellow and the bracket on the other in blue. I don't hate these like I, because when I first began down the rabbit hole of these city editions, this was one of the first ones that pulled up. You know, when you like Google it, like it pulls a couple up automatically. You know, this was one of the first ones I saw, and I just went, what the fuck? But again, I don't think they're as offensive as I did at first. I've actually come around on them. I don't love them, but they're, I'm okay with them. I get it.
And for clarity, these did not crack my top 10. I would technically chalk these up as a win because you're looking at the city edition.
Right.
And if you're looking at it from that lens, I think that's a win.
Oh, 100%.
And that they're also better than what they typically wear.
Exactly. So. The basic boring jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got these guys at number 7, and I'm still going to leave two more out there to see where we're going. Believe it or not, I've got the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
And the reason being, because I do not typically like the Thunder Warrior guy era, the Jason Richardsons. I don't really like them. I don't. But I think, first of all, the one thing I do hate looking at it now, I hate that neck, the neckline, the way I don't like the V.
Yeah.
That is clunky. I like seeing Oakland on the front, though. That probably sounds stupid as fuck.
No, I get it.
But it's like, man, okay, that's where they play. It's such a it's a part of the team, and is the Golden State Warriors. You know, Golden State's California, so they play in Oakland, but they don't own Oakland. You know what I mean? You know, at least publicly.
Well, calling it Golden State is basically a way to claim San Francisco and Oakland.
Right. You know what
Dicks.
I mean? Yeah, we want everybody. I like the fact that they went with the city name here. Those shorts are kind of cool, too. I don't think those are the exact shorts that they wore before. If they were, I don't remember them. But I kind of dig those shorts. Color scheme's not the best, man. I do not really like the original ones of these, or the ones that inspired these, the Antoine Jamesons. I don't like at all.
Yeah.
But I dig this, man.
The two wins here, because I'm on the complete opposite with you. I've got these listed as losers, because I hated this era of the.
I did too.
The two wins, I'll give it. I agree with you. Seeing Oakland there is awesome. I like the font. I like the way Oakland looks just in general.
Right.
But anytime you make me think of those Antoine Jamesons, I'm dumping out the Joe Smiths.
You gave like, me PTSD.
Get me out of here. I don't want any of this.
They weren't good, man.
I'm not particularly fond of the color scheme. You pointed out the neck. I'm not very fond of that either.
I don't like that. Clunky.
But you're referencing like the pretty much the one time in team history where I didn't like your gear.
Right. It again, they're not my absolute favorite, wouldn't wear it, but I looked at them and I was like, you know what, man? once you get past, at least for once I got past that these were, you know, the Jason Richardsons, I'm like, I like them, man.
Oh, they're calling them Oakland Forever, too. I kind of like that.
Okay. If they did not have Oakland on the front, I would not have mentioned these at all. And I have no, like, allegiance to fucking Oakland. Oakland, but I'm just a Philly guy.
It's a cool name.
It is.
And
it
looks good in print.
It does.
Always.
It does. It looks tough. And it's just cool for after all these years to see them kind of just give a tip of the cap to where they play.
And,
you know,
the other win here is we've both mentioned how much we didn't like this era. They nodded to it, but there's no lightning bolts anywhere.
There's not. There's not the Warrior guy.
So thank you.
Which is a plus. That is a massive win.
That's the
win.
Only other win here. Like, you've gone Oakland and you didn't put any lightning bolts. So I still consider that a loss. All right, man. I'm going chalk here because we've gone on long enough and we haven't mentioned the Phoenix Suns. And the Valley additions are, these are wonderful.
I love them. I love them. I've got them actually. I've got them at three behind Chicago and San Antonio.
I went Chicago, Indiana, Phoenix. Dude. And again, we've gone black jersey here again. But
like, dude, it looks
you
good.
You think about the desert.
Yeah.
And you think about what they've done here. Like it's weird. Like this 8-bit desert sunline or skyline.
Sunset-ish kind of in a way. And I like the 8-bit though.
It's a neat play.
It is.
And then
it is.
They the thing this year is We the Valley.
Yep.
So like they've given themselves something new and then fully embraced it immediately.
Right. Yep. Yep.
I mean, if you're gonna do it, go hard in the paint, man.
Go in. Go all in. All the chips to the center of the table. I agree. It you know, the font too, I think is sweet, man. Mm-hmm. I love the colors. You don't appreciate that purple and orange looks so good against a black.
Yeah.
Like that, again, even though black isn't really kind of part of the Suns' color scheme, or maybe the lines in the basketball, I guess, technically, if you want to get, you know,
hottest
down to
in
semantics.
The game. Oh, I love it.
That is sweet, dude. And they're not like, I think for me, and again, I'm not a Suns fan, this is my favorite in you guys' wardrobe right now.
I like how brazen this team is being right now.
Yeah.
With Book playing hot last year and winning all 8 games in the bubble and just, you know, just coming out hot and then dealing to get Chris Paul and then immediately putting these out and just...
Momentum, dude.
Momentum. And hopefully they can ride it into the new season, but like, hottest in the game, like, I didn't even see this part.
That shit
is sweet,
that. Dude.
I love that because it makes sense. It's a multi-level thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the desert. I get it.
Yep.
I'm with it. So we went long enough without mentioning the Phoenix Suns and all their glory. Doing it again. Great city additions.
No, I love it. I love it. I had a number 3 as well. So I'm going to go ahead. I was waiting to see how long we were going to go before we kind of went homerish. You went with my number 3, which was your homer team. I'm going to go homer here as well, which is my number 4. I'm going with my Sixers, man.
These are great.
And I'll say this. If you don't know Boathouse Row in Philly along the Schuylkill River, you won't get it, I don't think. It's very much a city-specific homage. And they show it a lot of times. If you're watching, you know, Eagles games or Flyers games or Sixers games at home, a lot of times, like, they show Boathouse Row coming back from a commercial break. They'll show it lit up, you know, if the Birds are playing or in the playoffs or whatever, it'll be all lit up green. For the Flyers, it'll be orange and vice versa. And I love them. If you don't, I can get why you don't like it, though, if you don't get the significance of it, because it's... There's a lot going on, and you might not be able to tell exactly what it is. I typically, another pet peeve of mine on basketball gear is I don't typically like the number on top of the name, be it the city name or the last name. But it
gets the pass here.
It works here because you have Boathouse Row across the entire front, so it's kind of hard to put Philly. You can't jam Philly up where the number is.
Right.
And again, typically Sixers jerseys just have, you know, PHILA up there.
Yeah.
Here they go with the full name. I like that the number and the letters are layered with the blue behind. I like the black. It reminds me of Boathouse Row at night in the way. The piping of the blue and the red is fucking dope. Ben Simmons allegedly had something to do with these, and I guess the reason why they wanted to go black is because they wanted to go homage to the Iversons. That's why they ended up going black. And it's kind of there was a lot tied in going into these, and I like the fact that they took something city specific and put it on the front of the jersey.
Again, the idea being city editions.
Right, right.
Find something.
Yes, exactly.
Make it a thing.
And it's not the Liberty Bell, man. Like I get it. I do, but there's
it's already in the name.
Like, yeah.
You're already the Sixers, we get right. it. You don't have to drill
us
with that.
We're good. We're good. This is perfect. I love it.
And as a matter of fact, this marries it to the city better than the Liberty Bell, I think.
I agree. Because
this is the Liberty Bell can be more viewed as the country.
Right.
Whereas that's Philly specific.
Yes.
And
yes.
You already mentioned this. This is typically a faux pas. The number above the city name.
I hate it,
I hate it. It gets the pass here because
yes.
Everything else about this is perfect.
Yep.
If you just give me this in a vacuum, I probably don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched the little video that came with it.
Yeah.
So, like, I got a little bit of perspective of what they're trying to do here. And then you take into account City Edition.
Yep.
This is number four for me, too, dude. Like,
oh, shit.
Right behind
the
Suns.
We were in lockstep, dude, like, on a lot of shit.
These are just spectacular. And, again, Philly has good uniforms just in general now. God, these are... Oh,
I want to buy one of these. I'm not a basketball gear guy. We talked about that before, but I want to buy one of these.
And
I do. This is one that I will eventually get one of.
Liberty at the Shores.
Yes.
Love it.
Dude,
city
same.
City specific. Do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Now, should I stay in my 10 or should I take a wild swing here?
I have most of my wins.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one with an asterisk left.
One, two... three, four. I went one outside of, so technically I got three left. You know what? I'm going to go with one that gave me a what the fuck when I first saw it because I had no idea what they're doing. And technically speaking, I still have no idea what they're doing.
Yep.
But I came around. So the Trailblazers have some of the best uniforms in the league, period.
Yes.
End of story. Like, they're a tent pole for a reason. Like,
yeah,
they have iconic gear just in general.
Yep.
Speaking.
Yep.
So it'd be so easy to throw something out here for them and lose.
Yeah.
Like, technically speaking, whatever they were doing here was a loss initially. I saw them and I was like, what is this?
I've got them in my losses.
No, I get it because it took me a minute to come around on these.
Yeah.
They're on Oregon here, which. Okay, I guess.
That's not even the part I hate.
They've done a weird rainbow thing here on the side. Which, again, so looking at it, it looks like it's supposed to be the landscape of Oregon.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing here.
Very.
I shouldn't like this. And it eked in. But I came around. I love this Oregon font. I love the number. Texture is usually such a loss for me.
Yes.
But something about this texture just works. I don't know what they were doing. And immediately I thought, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And it was a loss. And every time I look at it, I soften a little bit more.
I love the font. I'm with you there. I think what it is for me, what I found so offensive about this, isn't even the gear itself. It's the fact of who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Trailblazers, and you have, across any sport, as good a gear as you will find, and this is what you do? I like, if you look from the side view, too, like the view of the landscape, and again, I get it. I don't want to insult anyone from Oregon or Portland or whatever, because I just talked out the Boathouse Road design on the front of the Sixers sweater, which to somebody from Portland could be the equivalent of the way I'm looking at this landscape going awkwardly down the side of the Trailblazers jersey and shorts. It looks bizarre to me, but I think if this were fucking Utah, like the Jazz or somebody else, I don't think it would bum me out as much. But the Trailblazers are always, they've had good city additions in the past, the Rip Cities and shit. They're one of the ones every time, every year when the cycle comes out, you're like, yo, I want to see what Portland has. And I saw this, I went, oh, man.
So it's a little bit of disappointment from, like, hype.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Yeah. You know?
No, I get it. Wholeheartedly get it. And it took me, like, two or three times to soften. And like I said, for some reason, every time I look at it, I soften just a little bit more. And I shouldn't. I really, really shouldn't, but I'm glad that it came up, especially since they were on your losses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so do you want to go? How many wins do you have left?
Two.
Okay. I can clear out my last one. I've got an asterisk next to it, and I can explain why, and I can knock it out real quick because we've actually discussed it before.
All right.
I go the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
The MLKs, they're fucking amazing.
Those are...
They're...
Six for me.
There, so. Yeah. The only reason I put them on with an asterisk is because we've discussed them before. Right. Because these came out, actually, I think before any of the city editions did.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yeah.
I think they were the first ones, so, which I get it completely. But they, I had to mention them again, man. Mm-hmm. They are, God, they're good.
Atlanta has some of the best uniforms in the league right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, they did
if you
a
look
complete
at their whole
180.
Scope, yeah.
Yes.
They went from, what are you doing, to... I want to watch Hawks
You're
games,
back.
Please.
Yeah. Yes, I need. I wish I looked good in basketball gear.
So, yeah, I guess technically I had three if you count the Hawks, so I have two left. Do you want to drop one more real quick, and then I'll drop out my last two? Or actually, I'll do one, you do one, I'll do one.
Yeah, I've got another. My last one with an asterisk next to it. We've talked about it before off air. The Orlando Magic, because, and I didn't want to put these, I had them kind of as an in-between because I they're not a win, but they're not a complete loss to me. I love if you look at it in the vacuum.
It's great.
I dig it. Again, orange is my favorite color. I like that they brought back the old school font.
The pinstripes,
it looks good. I get what you're going for with the fruits and the citrus and, mm-hmm. You know, I get why it's orange for that reason. But you're the fucking Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
Orange is nowhere near your color scheme.
Nowhere. Nope.
And it's not even like we incorporated it with our current colors. What have been our colors is the Orlando Magic. We went all in with orange. And it, man, I want to like these. That's why I had the asterisk. But... It's the Magic, man.
I think you put it perfectly. They're not a win, and they're not a loss. Like, they're... I want to be mad, but I can't necessarily be mad, because it's a wonderful jersey.
Oh, yeah. These aren't... These, by far, are not the most maddening one of
this
the city editions.
This doesn't make me mad like the Deeks. This doesn't make me mad like the Whale. Like, this is... But at the same time, I'm looking at it, and it's like, dude, if they do orange in almost any other fashion...
Right.
I'm going to buy it. I'm in.
Yes.
But you're trying to sell me on what you used to wear and incorporating the orange, which has never been a thing for you.
Ever.
So it's like not even like
a
reverse
retro.
There
were a little gray here and there. Right, exactly. Like, I get the citrus, but why not, if you're going to do it, why not go all in? Stick with like your norm. Bring back maybe the gray, maybe a blue accent. Make the fucking O in Orlando. Make it a fucking orange.
Yeah.
And figure out a way to accent with the color orange.
Or just bring these back in some other fashion, like the pinstripes. And then do something different for the city edition.
I am all
for... I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
This is not a city edition to me.
No, it's not. It's kind of like
it's a throwback.
A tweaked throwback. Yeah. And I'm all for these coming back because I always thought these were... Maybe it's, you know, just... nostalgia from my childhood, but I fucking love these. And I've never hated anything the Magic have had. I've always thought the Magic had a cool gear. There's some they have that are better than others. Mm-hmm. Like this. This is the best, far and away.
The Shaqs, the Pennies, like those are top notch.
So
the,
good.
The Dwight Howards, like they had a weird thing where like they went full on Magic, mm-hmm. where like there was like Magic streaming off the basketball. I'm like, I don't know if I like that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, if you're going back like the Pennies, the Shaqs, like those.
They're awesome.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
And this is an homage to them, and it's just you've done a disservice to yourself.
Yeah. You went way too out of bounds here. I get it. You have oranges and whatever. It's fruit citrus place, but man.
All right. I'm going to round out my top 10 here, and then we can like kind of skip around the league.
Okay.
I went with the Memphis Grizz.
I dig them.
Again, these were one of the last few to drop. So like initially they were just showing like these throwbacks. I'm like, okay, these are cool. I like them.
Yeah.
But is that really your city edition? And then suddenly blam, these, I was like, oh, okay.
They're good.
They just wanted to show us Indiana again, I guess.
Right. Right. They're good. They're good.
It's a good looking jersey. They're calling it the Grit, Grind, and Groove. And then I was reading up on it. One of Soul Music's great record labels, as well as Memphis singer-songwriter Isaac Hayes. I was like, man, I like a nice little Isaac Hayes here.
Yeah, dude.
It's just a good looking jersey. I like the color scheme. I like the design here on the side.
Yep.
It's a good looking jersey. Does that say Groove? There's a G.
There's M and a G, I think. Memphis Grizzlies, maybe.
Yeah. I think it's just alternating MG.
Yeah. And I like it too, because it what I like most about it is it takes kind of those original Vancouver Grizzlies colors,
mm-hmm.
and it brings them back.
Yeah.
You've got like that tannish kind of deal. You've got the reds represented in the Nike check. You got the teal represented in the designs around the collar and right down the sides. And it's a black jersey. I like the font that the Memphis is into.
I love that font.
It's so good. I wish the one thing I do kind of, I guess they wanted it, because that's the way Memphis's numbers usually are. And I mean, I don't hate it. I wish they would have switched the font to match the Memphis, though.
A little uniformity there would be nice in your uniform.
Right, exactly, exactly. Like, I get it. It doesn't, I'm not going to lose sleep over it tonight, but that would be my only nitpick. But I like these a lot as well.
You know what? You mentioned these before. Like, we'll kind of like rip through just a couple honorable mentions. You mentioned the Utah Jazz, and while obviously I didn't love them enough to put them in my top 10,
yeah,
I got to give a nod here, because what they've done apparently. And they went from a loss when I first saw them, and not in a like, oh my God, I'm grossed out by these. God damn it. Why? It's because the stuff is taking forever to load.
Yeah.
And as it loads, it's moving my mouse. But initially I'm looking at these as a loss. And then I saw that they've done something similar to this, only with the team's regular colors, only like basically like the old school mountain ones, which I hated.
Yep.
And it looks ugly, but they do it in this color scheme. And I'm like, okay, I like this a lot. And it made it shoot way up my list. So again, not my top 10, but naturally gifted. I like that.
I do too. I dig these. I like the gold number against that black at the bottom. Yep. The top kind of very reminiscent of the Denver one for me a little bit.
Yeah.
Utah's had a couple decent city editions. I'm a fan of these as well.
You want to throw out any other
honorable mention? If I were to go as I'm looking now, I'll nominate. Give me OKC.
Okay.
And because I don't actually have, I fucked up by not putting down an honorable mention list. But I remember looking at these and going, you know, they're not the worst thing they've ever put out. I don't love them. I think they kind of tried to rip off Portland.
Yeah.
The design, in a sense. It looks kind of like a gas station in a way, which is very fitting because their sponsor is a truck stop.
Yeah.
But it didn't elicit a gross reaction out of me the way that most Oklahoma City shit does.
Same.
I don't love it by any stretch, but I was like, okay.
For me, these are like middle of the pack. Like,
right.
I technically put them as a step up over what they normally wear.
Agreed.
But like also, they're not great. And probably they're not awful.
No, they're not terrible. I think the best thing you can say about it is they have Oklahoma right above the crotch on the waistline. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I think that's a nice little touch. Again, don't love it, but looking at what's left, since I fucked up and didn't put down an honorable mention, that might be where I'd go. And it's just contrasting it to all the other just hyper junk that they've had in the past.
Just a couple other, like, to the Pistons and the Celtics, what the fuck are you doing?
That, those are in my trash category. We've discussed Portland.
As a matter of fact, Detroit and Boston get one of these.
You are stupid.
What?
They.
You lose.
They deserve infinite because they are. I don't hate Detroit Pistons gear. I don't. The Motor City, that's kind of like the Miami Vice thing with Miami. Like, Detroit's committed to the Motor City for the city editions. I get it.
I love that.
Right. Just put Motor City on the front, please. Please don't put Detroit, Michigan. Yes. Why?
In a circle.
Dude, yes! Oh. It's like the Pacers. I'm like, oh, man.
Don't.
The Pacers got rid of it.
Yeah.
And you take it.
It's like, we're just going to do what they did.
Let's put a postcard on the front of our jersey.
I don't. You got the Detroit Pistons. It's a great freaking name.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Motor City is great for City Edition.
I know.
What are you doing? If you're putting out something where I'm willing to take Flaming Horsehead, like I'm willing to go those Grant Hills over these. Like,
it's definitely
these
better, dude.
Awful.
Which is hard to do. Yeah, it's really hard to be worse than the green Grant Hill horse. But, they're so bad. And I had them is one of my losers as well as the Boston Celtics, which you had mentioned, which is by far the most biggest offender to me.
Again, the Celts. Like,
it.
What are you doing?
They went with just a template of a jersey. And in the Celtics,
that's
again,
good enough.
Ah, fuck it. We don't need to finish it. And they we had them in the iconic, like the Celtics have great gear. All their city editions typically are great because they incorporate the gold for the Irish, you know, culture there. I get it. What I read was the reason why they look the way they do is because they're supposed to represent or resemble a championship banner, which is okay, but like they're banners, man. Why the fuck do you need to wear them?
Yeah, you know what?
Please stop.
Just point to them.
That's it, right?
You've got plenty of banners. That's
exactly, dude.
I do not need to see them on your body.
No, we don't need to see them running around hooping. Please, no, it's awful. They are so bad. Anybody out there that actually buys one of those needs to have their head examined.
Looking at the Milwaukees, I don't know what they're doing here. Like, I do, but I don't.
Yeah. That's usually, Milwaukee gets weird with the cities.
Not a huge fan of these Lakers.
Yep, agreed.
The Clippers, whatever.
Yeah, get them out of here.
I was really bummed out. I thought I was going to like these Houstons because I love the color scheme, but it's just like,
I do,
okay,
too.
Cool.
I just wish they would have done those in, like, the Olajuwon colors. God,
look at this.
It's so
garbage.
Gross. It's so gross.
Dallas is okay.
I had them as a loser, and I had this Cleveland one, too.
Yeah?
I
like what they're trying for. Because the WNBA had the Cleveland Rockers, and like this is like they're trying to pay homage to the Hall of Fame, the Rock and
Roll
Hall of
Fame. Is that what this is?
Yeah, the Cleveland Amplified.
I'm an idiot. I still don't see. I didn't know was it, I hate the Cavs gear, so maybe I'm biased. I mean, anything by them typically is just.
It is funny that it's rare that they land something great.
Right.
There's been a few that are like, okay, I'll take that, but for the most part, it has been hot trash in Cleveland history. Maybe that's why I'm okay with these. I have them in the middle of the pack, and I had to bring them up because, again, Cleveland Amplified, you see that they're trying to go for, like, the Cleveland Rocks
thing.
Yeah,
it's a concept. I don't hate it. I just, it just, the less Cavs there are in my life, the better.
And then I don't even know what the Knicks did.
They kind of did like a refresh of their blacks that had the blue and the orange piping.
They're not even listed here.
They're not, which is very bizarre. That is very weird. My God, that is strange.
And I mean, we don't need to mention everybody because not everything. Obviously, if it hasn't come up yet, then it wasn't worth.
Right, we didn't like it.
I mean, the Pelicans. They're still the Pelicans. So. Yeah. The Knicks aren't even on here.
That is really, really weird.
Cool.
That they're not on there. Because, I mean, that's the NBA's website.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not like blog guy, hey, let me list all these, but, oh, I don't own the rights. Like, that's the site.
Yeah. So, you know? Yeah. Well, we've done it again, Corey.
We have.
We didn't mention it all of them this time. So, like, the thing with these was... Can you imagine if they did it like the NHL and just dropped a blam?
Boom.
Right before the
All
season.
All at once. Yep.
Oh, my God. Yep.
And that's the thing. I think...
They blew anticipation.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you can't trickle them out haphazardly and expect people, like, to get... Because when the first batch came out, I was like, yo, it's City Edition time. Hell yeah. And there's a lot every year that's like, yo, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't even, at least that I know of, they didn't... And I'm not, like... locked in, but to the NBA anyway. They didn't even put out like, okay, every Wednesday we're gonna put out a couple more. Like, it was just like, hey, what do you guys feel like doing today? Fuck it, put the Jazz out there.
Yeah, it's like, okay,
anybody else? The Wizards,
which again, the Wizards, they were one of the last to drop, and then you look at it and it's like, this is what you came out, you had till the end.
Right.
I didn't have them in the loss column, but like, they're just
right.
Like, okay.
You're there. You exist.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that, I think, was the biggest problem with the City Editions.
Yeah.
For every, like, oh my God.
Yep.
Was two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And right. And at the end of the day, it's probably better to, like, be egregiously, like, gross than to just be,
Yeah.
Because at least it elicits a reaction.
Well,
you know?
You look at, we've done almost an hour long show here.
Right.
And we didn't even cover everybody.
Right.
Because more than half the league was eh.
Yeah. Just there. And, you know, we did cover NBA people who are going to bitch that we didn't cover all of them, and we covered all the reverse retros again.
Because we were pretty geeked up about those, or
right.
We hated them.
Exactly. And like we said, like, we're more so, we're not trying to discriminate, but we're hockey sweater guys at the end of the day. We don't wear basketball gear a ton.
Yep.
Although, that being said, a Joel Embiid City Edition jersey is happening at some point.
I'm considering a book. And I don't even...
Yeah.
The number one, I'm not a big fan. I'm usually a double number kind of guy.
I hate the number one. I just don't...
But it's book.
Like, there's certain like, guys I get. It. Like, Cam Newton in the NFL, stop. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I get it. On some people, it's okay. You know, but other dudes like Tua for the Dolphins is like, oh, rookie quarterback wearing number one?
Get out of here.
Fuck out of here, man. What have you done?
Yeah.
You know?
It's like Ron Curry wore number one, like, through all of high school.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, he was.
Right,
like,
right.
He was the deal.
Yep.
And then he wears it on the football field and blows out his Achilles.
Right, right.
And he's no longer a quarterback.
Yep, yep.
Love you, Ron. But, yo. That's what you get, man.
Exactly.
Change
dude.
That number.
Yep.
I guess that does it, man. We've covered all we can bother to cover with the City Editions, I think.
There are some great things, though. There are some great things.
You know, if you like this show, what we would... Oh, by the way, if you like this show, the best thing you can do, other than sharing it, is telling the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to come on the show and talk to us about their shit gear. Because we would really appreciate that.
Boom.
But other than that, sharing, we're on all the podcast platforms. We would appreciate that. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Gear Freaks Pod for both. Made it pretty simple as far as that goes.
Uniformity.
What else is there, man? I feel like that's everything, right?
Discord. People can get in the Discord with us, chop it up about gear, hit
especially
us up.
If you're a hockey sweater guy.
Yes, especially if you're a hockey sweater guy, please. And we can even maybe get you in on the super, super, you know, secret sweater society.
And we've also tossed around the idea of maybe buying a sweater that we give to a listener.
Yes, yes, doing swag giveaways.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there because it's not, we know a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We've got a hookup.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that we could do that.
Yes.
But you have to show interest.
Right.
And you have to come to the Discord.
Share it out. Be active in the Discord. Chop it up with us. It's a blast. I think we should go terrible sweater, though. Is that a dick move?
Kind of, but like I also love it.
Yeah, like, hey, who wants...
Who wants flaming Calgary
yeah,
Flames
yeah.
horse head?
Who wants horse head? Stampede Calgary. You get a Johnny Goudreau in those, if he's still even around. You know?
It would be such a dick move, but it would also be wonderful.
What are we
going to turn down?
Yeah.
You know, like
I'd wear one for free. I mean, but like, what are we going to do, man? Are we going to give somebody one that we would wear?
Nah.
Fuck that, dude. Depending on, you know, how many word of mouths that said person's willing to do, if you know, I'm not saying I'm above blackmailing somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Check all the boxes, man. Maybe then we'll get you, you know, the Avs Deke sweater.
Yeah, we'll get you one maybe even that you choose.
Yes, exactly. That is possible.
It's a scratch your back type situation.
Right. You scratch ours, we'll scratch yours.
Otherwise, you're getting a flaming horse head.
Right. Otherwise, you get junk. And you will like it.
Oh, God. But please consider sharing the show. We would appreciate that. And I guess with that, man, it was a city edition.
Suckers!